Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening, good evening. That's an audio life radio. Next.
Better 4-5 slow, won't miss you, kiss you. Yo, bitch, that's good night, get right. We ain't doing no fish fight. We ain't got no street lights. Just blow brains and the lights out. Stopping these bitch, nigga, lights out, nigga. This ain't no shrimp boat, nigga. Definition of bullshit, how I came through and I bullshit. There's 100 rounds in this clip, nigga. You and that car get flipped, nigga. This my holiday, snatch his ass, I better pay him. Sell no weight around his way, I'm changing the game, making my own lane. This is pure pain on cocaine. Me and Walker flock of flames, jacking these niggas the first thing. I swear to God, I'ma go hard before I starve, I'm on my jaw. All I know is the black mask and the mic.
Holiday season,
you're the one that's trying to have your baby. Don't
Girl, see my sight and I'ma go into a seizure.
this is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I was having some connection issues, so I hope that you can hear me all right. All right, I got another song that I'm going to play because, you know, I got 5 more minutes until my 9:30 talk time. Tonight, I'm going to talk about how to get rid of dead weight. It could be any kind of dead weight. It could be weight that you've been carrying around forever that you don't know how to get off. It could be weight that's in your house. It could be dead weight at the job. It just can be all kind of dead weight. How do you get rid of this dead weight? That's what we're going to talk about. All right, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm going to play a little You by King Bay. Welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm not sure how much longer this is going to go on because I'm having connection issues. I have been on I've been off, I've been on, I've been off. All right, so we're talking about dead weight. What kind of dead weight you need to get rid of? Hit me up, 646-478-5209. Y'all check me out, First Annual Lawless Radio Awards. Make sure you go ahead and check that out. That is facebook.com/LawlessRadioAwards. Make sure you vote for your girl, Catrice, who is the best host here on Lawless Radio. Don't forget, vote for your girl, vote for your girl. All right, I'm going to check out those polls in just a minute. But y'all hear me out, 646-478-5209. I'm actually going to keep playing that music until I can figure out my connection issues, and I'm going to be right back, y'all. This is I'm Alive. Oh, wait a minute. No. Actually, what we're going to do, we're going to play something else. I'm trying to get my switchboard up. You know, I don't know why it is I'm having difficulties today. Don't like it. Clap your hands, Rob the Rockstar.
Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble pellets. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm stronger with me spinning. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally, cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older genes. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap, come on.
I'm back. This is Catrice listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all. So if I get disconnected, y'all just need to understand because I'm just having some issues. I'm not used to going to this route of talking on a show. Normally, I have my headphones on and I'm listening, you know, talking to you from the Skype system, but it's not working, y'all. It's just not working. Blood coming here looking for the Coke. The Coca-Cola is in the refrigerator.
No, it's not.
We on the air. He got me conversating about Coca-Cola. The Coke is in the refrigerator, man. You see what happens? Ask the kids what they have. You see what happens? The mother job and the wife job is never done. Never. Never done. All right, y'all, hit me up, 646-478-5209. What dead weight you need to get rid of? Man. All right, so what about that dead weight at the job? You got somebody at the job that's making a whole lot more money than you. They're taking up space. All they doing is complaining, sitting on their butt, and you taking the brunt of it. That's dead weight, y'all. Dead weight. What about the girlfriend that's always leaning on you when she got a problem, but when it's time for you to talk about your problem, she ain't nowhere to be found? That's dead weight. Y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. All right, now, I looked at the polls, and the first Lawless Radio Awards, you know, it's going to happen December 12th. 2012. And I'm noticing that we're slowing up on the votes, and we need to get them votes going, play some songs and get that music going. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up. Go to lawlessradio.com. Go ahead and submit your music. You want your music put into rotation. That can happen. I'm going to have a guest artist on next week. He's going to talk to me, and we're going to have some good conversation. His name is Scepter New York. He's going to submit that music for me. We're going to play him on the air, interview him. So I've got some artists coming. Following week, I also have some, I'm also going to, you have some folks out there talking about some comedians and getting some interesting information out there. You know, we're going to do our thing. Hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm going to play some more music because next I'm going to go ahead and get into that chat room and log in so y'all can see me. I'm actually going to turn the video on. I'm not sure if I'm going to turn the video on. I don't know what I look like right now. We have to see if I'm going to turn that video on. But in any case, this is Blowing Kisses by Jay Silver. Y'all hold tight.
What's up? This is your girl, Jay Silva, and you're checking out my single, Blowing Kisses, on Lawless Radio. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio.
You ain't gonna cry. If I don't slam the door in his face right now, I'm gonna knock his head upside. Cause I'm about to teach you a lifelong lesson. Keep on reaching. Give me one more chance. I'ma show you, girl. One more shot, and I'll give you.
When you see me in that
Y'all, I'm back. This is Patricia listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Trying to get the system to act right, but don't look like it's going to cooperate with me this evening. But it's all right. You know, we're going to make it happen. The show must go on. It simply must go on. All right, so, you know, I was talking about dead weight. You know, there's oftentimes, and everybody's like, why you use the phrase dead weight? Because basically, I mean, that's what it is. If you know somebody that's not serving a purpose in your life, but you still deal with them, that is what? Dead weight. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just it is what it is. All right, y'all hit me up. 646-478-5209. There was something else I wanted to speak on because, you know, as you get older, you start to think about things that you want to do, and you know, you want to have a chance to do them. And I want to know what's on your bucket list. What is it out there that you want to do? What is on your bucket list that before you go, before you kick the bucket, what is it that you want to accomplish or do? All right, y'all. Hold tight. Let's see. What's going on, Buck? How you doing this evening?
Man, okay. I just heard the mute noise. I'm all right. I'm not 100%, man. I feel kind of queasy and vomitish, if I can use that term.
Yeah. I'm feeling like that, too, earlier.
Man, you know, I hope ain't nothing wrong with the ribs, because, damn, they taste pretty damn good.
Exactly. We ate the same damn thing.
Yeah, we was eating the shit out of them, too, man. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Wow.
That is right. Man, I was thinking on a dead weight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I don't have any of that. I don't have any of that. No, I mean, there's not too many people I talk to. You know what I'm saying? And even the people I do talk to, you know, I guess you can call them established people. You know, like my barber. You know, my barber Dean. You know, he's a pretty smart guy. He's a barber, so he gets a lot of intel. You know what I'm saying? During his profession. People like T.L. Lewis, you know what I'm saying, an entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, you know, the Timberland, if I may, you know, of Lawless Radio, you know what I'm saying.
The Timberland of Lawless Radio.
That's what's up. And people such as yourself, you know, a well-known doctor, you know.
Oh, look at it.
Yeah. My mother-in-law, you know, a professional singer, jazz, blues, gospel, you know. My father-in-law, a great top-notch editor, you know, and videography, you know.
So you don't have any dead weight in your life?
No, I don't have any dead weight. My kids, I can't call them dead weight. I call them crumb snatchers, you know, but I'm trying to teach them not to be a dead weight in their future.
Mhm.
You know what I mean?
Mhm.
Yeah. So I can't. I don't know. I'm gonna have to step aside on that topic right there because I don't know if there's any dead weight.
Yeah. Well, you know, folks consider people at work. You know, when they know they're sitting around making gobs of money and they don't do nothing. They consider them folks kind of like dead weight. Like, you know, you have no purpose here. I could be getting your check.
Mm. Yeah, well, I fired all those guys, so I don't have to deal with that. You know, when I was working, I let them go, hey, I'm sorry, but we can't use you, you know. You know, what was the damn, what was the phrase? I forgot what the phrase was. Something about your future. He's always trying to give you that little pat on the back and wish you the best for your future. Shit like that. Some corny ass. I can't remember what the phrase was. But anyway, I let all them cats go.
I went on to my next type of conversation, and that's your bucket list. You know.
Yeah.
Before you kick the bucket, what are the things that you want to do, have, whatever, before you kick the bucket?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to do, I've done it. Not gonna go into detail, so we'll just skip on past that one. I want to skydive. Out of a real airplane. I mean, not the simulated skydiving shit. I mean, I know you got to do that to practice to get ready for skydiving, but I want to jump out on a plane for real.
Man, that right there. Whew. Yeah, I think you might be doing that by yourself. All right. I just been watching them on the street, and I'm watching on TV. I really want to ride on a motorcycle. Okay? And I know how you feel about that or whatever, you know. But I want to ride on a motorcycle. That's what I want to do. I just want to feel the difference from being in a car to just open body and just going down.
That sounds more like midlife crisis to me. Yeah, that sounds more like midlife crisis. But go ahead. I'm just jazzed.
Man, well, I got Mel out here. She in the chat room, y'all. She doing something different. You know, you get all your friends out there getting in the chat room and chatting. So y'all hit us up in the chat room. That's lawlessradio.com. Make sure you click listen to chat.
I don't think Mel got anything to do with any of these conversations. Mel has no dead weight. None at all.
She shed her dead weight.
No, Mel shed her dead weight. She left her dead weight. She left it. You know what I'm saying? She's prospering on. And as far as on her bucket list, I can't think of anything that Mel hasn't done.
Come on, Mel, prove what's wrong. You know, she said so-called friends and some family are dead weight. You know.
Oh, you know what? Like I said, I left all that, you know, when back in 99. I left the so-called friends in 99. You know, the real friends still left. You know, they still left, but the so-called friends.
Right.
I left them in 99. And as far as family, I don't have any bad family. I can honestly say I don't have any bad family. Of course, now you know you got that one person in the family. You know you ain't gonna trust him with $5. You know, much love, cuzzo. But my family good.
See.
Now I mean okay. I forgot about my other cousin. I got this one cousin. Now he say yeah, Marcy, I'll be there, baby. And he don't show, you know, but that's to be expected from him. So, you know, he's kind of lived into that role. So, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing what he got to do.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Mel said it was on her bucket list to be rich.
Man, you know, nobody want to hear that shit. Mel already rich.
He said, Mel, already rich.
She's playing that modest and humble role and shit. She being modest and humble. Any black person I know in a Lexus is rich.
See, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at you. Man, y'all hit me up. What's on y'all bucket list? Before y'all leave this earth, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to talk about your dead weight? What dead weight do you have in your life that you need to get rid of? If you don't want to say it on air, we're on lawlessradio.com. Go ahead and hit listen to chat. We got mail out there in the chat room. We're chatting back and forth. Go ahead and voice your opinion. Hit us up, 646-478-5209. I'm going to give you a little cane bee. I'm going to be right back. Y'all hold tight. Diamonds and cheddar.
Living in Brighton Hills kinda did something to me, made me grow up. I'm talking about way too bad. Living life for the hustle, trying to chase this cash. Now look, my mama, I'm telling you, she ain't raised no fool. But if you look at my surroundings, like the thing to do. You got dope being sold, pimps being hoes. Give a J a slam, just a ride, here we go. Now you think it's big shit when you ride with your folks. To the J, smoke the dope and report it to Costco. Now you're locked up and your record is unfolding. Seen a better path, but the journey was so long. In the world where the wicked is lost for my homies, and we all trying to get it, so we say that in committee. By any means necessary, I was taught to get it. Maybe chasing this cash, it was killing my spirit. I won't. Some of the things that I did love, I thought the way to go about it was a slang drug. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. My role models were Scarface and Nino Brown. I'm on top of the world, ma, look at me now. Standing on the sofa, trying to think of how I could put her in that big house and make her mine. But your boy did the opposite and jumped out wild. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, but a D-boy wild. I bet my mama probably thinking, did I raise that child? In the streets with the heat, shouting, look out now. Feeling badass. Chasing this child, cheddar and mozzarella got me thinking that I'm better. If I'm riding on leather and wood in my hood, pockets they stay late, fighting to get the cake. I won't.
Welcome back. This is Katrisha listening to the Raw Deal right here on Mama's Radio. All right, tell me, what's on your bucket list? What do you want to do before you leave this world? Or do you have some dead weight that you need to get rid of? What's that dead weight you need to shed off? Hit us up, 646-478-5209. Whew. Here we go. Mel, I said I wanted to ride a motorcycle. Mel was out there saying she said she was trying, She was trying to say she broke her leg riding a bike. So good luck. It was fun. I said, man, you want to do me like that? You want to just kind of tame me? Man, you... See, I've been thinking about stuff like that, and I said, I can't think about that. I can't think about that. So, Buck, you ain't got nothing else on your bucket list?
I mean, I guess go to Hawaii, I guess you put that in there. That's something I want to do. I've done Jamaica. I've had some Jamaica herb and all that, so that was on there. I've done that. I guess that's probably have some lobster, you know, in Maine somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to go to
Maine
and get the lobster.
I want to go to Maine.
You want to go to? No, I'm just saying you want to go to Maine. You want to right there where it came from.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Right there. That's what I want.
Man. Y'all hit me up 646-478-5209. You know what? I want to learn how to drive a truck, a semi, but I doubt if that ever happened. But it just intrigues me that, you know, I've seen women drive semi trucks. I said, man, I wonder if I can do that. But I don't know if it's like too much into it. You know, you gotta, you know, your whole hand feet coordination thing. You know, sometimes you don't know if you can do that all at the same time. It, you know, just depends.
Yeah, because you are one uncoordinated sister. I'm sorry. You got many other talents, but coordination is not one of them.
Why you gotta call me out like that? That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
You need to be honest with your fans.
Man. You didn't have to call me out like that, man. Hold on, we got a 414 on here. This is Catrice. Who's this on the line?
This male doing a $150.
What?
I said Buck is doing a $150 tonight.
He doing the
$150. Oh, damn, hell no.
Don't even tell that shit now. We ain't gonna have that. We ain't gonna have that now. You get put on mute out here. Charmaine out here. What's going on, Charmaine?
What's up, y'all?
Hey there. What's on your bucket list, Charmaine?
I don't really have no bucket list. You know, I've been there and done it all, you know.
Okay. Shit, all right. Well, what dead weight you need to get rid of?
Dude, do y'all even have to mention it? Need I say anything? Hold on, y'all. Let me give you an update real quick, right?
Okay.
Listen to this, dude. Tomorrow, the whole family got an interview with Child Protective Services.
Ouch.
What?
Ouch. Ooh.
Yeah. That's how it's going down in my house.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, all
damn.
That.
Damn.
So,
wow.
What I'm going to do, my plan, I done wrote some shit out. I'm finna tell these motherfuckers, look, what you do is take her with you.
Right.
Take this bitch with you. She don't want to be here. She get abused at home and back in Erie. Take her with you.
Right.
Put that motherfucker in some kind of group home. You know, you take her. You don't like the way she being disciplined in this house, take her with you. Because as long as she in here, she going to get her ass whooped. She might get hit in the mouth. Oh, the other day, yesterday, he hit her in the mouth. He hit her in the mouth, bent her arm, bent her wrist back, and pulled her hair. This bitch is crazy, for real. This bitch is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all want to fight her so bad. She's 16. I want to whoop her ass.
Damn.
I ain't never wanted to whoop a bitch ass more than I want to whoop her ass for real. I told my daughter to get her, but every time they get into it, what she do is she grab a baby. So I told her, next time she say some shit, what you do is when she turn around, kick her square in the ass. She either going to put the baby down and go head up with you, or she going to take that kick in the ass with her. Either way it goes, you're going to win.
Man.
This bitch is fucking crazy, man. But, you know, it's cool. We coming to Chicago in a couple days. We supposed to leave this weekend. I'm finna spend 2 days in the car with this fucking devil bitch. And I mean, you know, 2 days. 2 days there,
damn.
2 days back, right?
Damn.
If you come back, you might just say, you know
you
what?
Come back.
Oh, I'm
you know what?
She might not, but I'll be back. You can believe that one, for real.
Oh, my goodness.
He tried to get my locked up. I'm going to paint her ass as an unfit parent and take a baby away from her.
Oh, my goodness.
Just no shit. You want to be devious, remember, I'm a bitch too, goddammit. I can be just as bitchy, just as devious,
yeah.
You know.
Why is she acting like that?
I have, because she's trying to get back to this 22-year-old man. Her baby daddy is 22, dude.
And he can go to jail.
They come out, they can't even, we already tried that. They won't do nothing because she told the police it was consensual. She won't press charges. You know
wow.
This bitch won't even get him for child support?
Wow.
Won't even take him to court for child support. She don't want nothing from him. But she broke as hell. She walking around my house with looking like she got a fucking Brillo pad on her shoulder. Man, I'm not doing a damn thing for her. Come on, what you did? You going to do my hair? Hell fuck no. I'm sorry, y'all. We can't cuss.
No, girl, go ahead. You good.
My bad. I got a little carried away, you know. I'm trying to get rid of this dead weight. Let me
see. I understand. I didn't hear the cord. I knew somebody out there has dead.
Dude, when I heard the subject, I had to get him in the car riding around. I'm about to shit you not. I'm in the caddy. I put the rims back on this motherfucker. I'm in the caddy cruising. I got my drink. For real, I just had to get out the house. This bitch walking around. This shit happened yesterday, you know. Do you know we went to watch the fireworks? She acted like nothing happened. Daddy. Daddy, look. Dad, look. You know, like nothing. Put that hit in the mouth. And all that shit. I mean, what?
Right.
Why doing this? This girl get whatever she wants. She could get whatever she wants from him.
Wow.
All she got to do is comply.
Wow. Wow.
But what she not understanding is everything that she not getting now, my daughter getting. So you know I ain't complaining about that. I'm gonna make sure I take care of mine.
Right, absolutely. Well, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
My baby acting
sure.
Like a teenager.
Exactly. Not knowing somebody with a baby.
Man. I told my daughter the other day, you going to get put on punishment if I see you holding that baby. And I meant that shit. I meant it. Because she ain't doing nothing. She's a user. My daughter holding a baby, watching a baby for a while. She's just in there on the damn phone and stuff. And I'm like, Kenny, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? You know what? Pack your shit. I'm going to go drop you off over one of your friends' house. And that's what I do. I get out the house for real. I'm going to drop you off. I'm going to give you about $100. I'm going to drop you off at the mall. Go shop.
You know,
I'm going to take care of mine. I'm going to make sure she good.
Damn, this, I guess because Shorty got a baby, you just can't drop Shorty. You can't drop her ass off at a boot camp somewhere.
No,
you can't take her to no boot camp, but she could be put in a home, in a group home.
Of course, shit.
Man,
exactly.
Y'all, I've been nice. I tried to come at a woman to woman. I came at a, you know, don't fucking talk to me no more. It's like anything I do, it don't matter. It don't matter. She ain't trying to hear nothing. If it don't, you know, if it don't involve her, if it don't, you know, if she not going to profit from them, y'all close. Damn, I can't get my nails done. That's some bullshit.
But I take it with an interview. So the interview's tomorrow, huh?
Man,
they coming to the house.
Tomorrow. They coming to the crib. But I'm gonna be like, look, let me come on in here. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you for a minute.
Right.
Have a pause.
Let me put a plug in your ear. Before you talk to her, you come talk to us. You know, I want them to interview everybody in the house first. Before they interview her.
Right.
You know, because I'm not going to let her, you know, tell them some stuff, especially about her daddy. Now, her daddy, he's a chief in the Navy, right? Do you know this stuff could ruin his career?
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the Navy for 18 years. 18
yeah.
years. He up for senior chief right now. If this shit get out, he's done.
Dishonorable discharge.
No, they ain't going to give him a dishonorable discharge. They're going to make him retire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow. Mm.
You know, and then for what? Because you want to be a fucking demon bitch? For real? Because you, was it that good?
Where her mama at?
Her mama's in Erie. Her husband abused her or sexually abused her. That's why she's here.
Oh, what the, oh, hell, shit.
Her husband sexually abused her, and she came up pregnant. So now it's a question mark if that shit really even happened or if that's the husband's baby.
Mm.
If that's the husband's baby or the 22-year-old man's baby. We don't know.
1-888-45 Maury.
Shit. That's a simple mark. Maury wouldn't even know what to do with this.
Dude, and then the killer is the mama is the one that's calling Child Protective Services because, first of all, police don't have your personal cell phone number.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They called his cell phone. Look, we on our way out there. We got a call saying that you abusing, whatever. He said, yeah, I choked her. Yeah, I hit her. And they said, you have all right. They told him face to face, you have all right to discipline your child as long as you don't bruise her or draw blood. He said, I'm going to beat her ass as soon as y'all leave. But she would not put that baby down.
Man.
She would not put that baby down for nothing.
You need a belt in his hand beating that ass.
Dude. I want to hold her arms. My daughter going to hold her feet. And he just going to wail on. We're going to make sure the baby good and sleepy. I might even give her some Tylenol. That way she won't wake up.
Yeah, I kind of figured something happened. But
wild,
Wow. She got
shit.
She needs some help.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Truth be told, that's all we trying to do is help her. All she got to do is stay here until she graduate high school. She turn 18 when she graduate high school. You free to go wherever you want. Just graduate high school and then you can leave.
Is she going to school?
Let me tell you this. She in Erie. She was getting straight F's. Her mama put her in a slow school. She getting straight F's, right? Since she been here, she been getting A's and B's. So who's abusing her?
Right.
You know, she just being vindictive because she want to get back to it. The whole thing boils all around. She trying to get back to this boy. That's it. She willing to do whatever it takes, whatever she has to do to get back to him.
Well, I guess it's easy for me to say, well, just go and let her go back over there then. But
I'm not
her daddy. You know what I'm saying? So I, of course, it's easy for me to say that. But you know
what's keeping her from not going? $1,000 in child support a month for one child. $1,000.
Well, for who?
For one child. That's his daughter. He got to pay child support. She was getting $1,000 a month from him.
Oh, what the?
$1,000. You know, they want a piece of your income. They take a percentage of your income, right?
Yeah. Here's 33%. Yeah, here's 33%.
When he saw your picture, I showed him your picture of you in front of the dough.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, man, I can't wait.
I guess that was my dead weight. So, yeah, I did shed my dead weight. Yeah, that was my dead
weight. He said he can't wait because he going to take a picture, too.
Man. Wow.
That's the only thing. She gets $1,000 a month plus medical. Plus medical. I ain't finna let that go. I'm going to put her ass in a group home and if they put her in a group home, you know, he'll have to still pay child support, but the mama going to pay too. So it won't be $1,000. Maybe it'll be something like $500, you know, whatever the fuck. You know, however much amount it is, I'm willing to pay the $1,000 to a certain extent. You know, I'm willing to let him. I work some numbers. Look, this house he got right here, all this money goes towards paying his child support. It's just 17 more months.
Man. It's almost worth it. For you to
for real. I told him, it's not worth it. Is it worth your sanity? You know, is it worth your peace of mind?
Yeah, I probably would have lost it, man.
I drink every day. Every day I'm drinking. I go through a half a gallon of vodka every 3 days.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Shit.
Wow.
She got y'all all messed up in y'all own house and y'all paying the bill.
Dude, I don't even smoke no more. That's even worse. You know, I can't do nothing but drink.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Man, it's wild.
That's crazy.
It's
we were trying to talk you off the edge that night. We were trying to talk you off the edge.
Dude, I was mad. I went in there and I chest checked her ass. I chest checked her and pushed her as hard as I could. This bitch come out some, bitches got me twisted. Bitches got me twisted up in here. She don't even know me. No. What you don't know is me. That's what you don't know. You know nothing about what's in here.
I would have twisted her ass with my bare hands. Her whole body would have been twisted in my damn hands. Let me tell you how I twisted.
That baby is her guard. She will not put that baby down for nothing. When she talking her shit, she got that baby. So what's going to happen? I'm going to snatch that baby out of her arms. And then I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her for real. It's going
to
happen.
Like she need to be got. Sound like she need to be got. So, yeah.
I'm going to stick my daughter on her. And she built like her mama.
See? Look at you.
For real, y'all. It's serious. I don't never have no hatred toward nobody because I refuse to let somebody send me to hell because I hate them. But this girl is close.
She's
close.
I don't know about close. I think she's in there.
She's in there, right.
No, because yeah, if I say in there, that's no. I don't like her more than I don't like my kid's father.
Man.
And I can't
hell,
stand
I don't like him.
That ass.
I don't like him either. Shit, I don't like him either. Hell.
Man.
Yeah, Catrice, I know her baby daddy. We went to grade school.
Okay. Well, you're Cleveland. If you know any Clevelands, that's his ass.
Yeah.
Fat ass.
Wow.
That motherfucker fatter than all outdoors. I can't stand him either, but I'm not going to hate him.
See?
Because I'm going to heaven.
Wow. See? Hey, long as you know. Y'all hold tight. Hold tight. This is Fly Away Legacy.
Gonna lose.
Father, if you want,
I can't refuse.
I know you want.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, now, I got a bug out here. We let Charmaine get loose and just kind of say what she needs to say. I think we got Mel back out here. Mel, what's going on?
Hey, hon.
All right.
Hey,
bud. I got another call out here, a 631 number. Who is this? This is Catrice.
Yeah, this is Sector Strong Island Stand Up. How you doing, Patrice, man?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. I'm Mackie. You know what it is. No
good,
Sector, you know?
Good. Well, I'm planning to have you on the show next week. You ready?
Yes, that's me.
All right.
What's up, Mel?
What's
how you doing,
Sector?
Mel?
I'm good, babe.
Shout out
good.
To Mel Lawless, you already know.
Well, Sector, why I got you on the show tonight? Tell me, you got some dead weight you trying to get rid of?
Pardon? I'm sorry? I didn't hear you that time.
I said you got some dead weight you trying to get rid of.
Dead weight?
Yeah.
As far as what?
There's things you trying to get rid of in your life, you know, we consider that dead weight.
you know, all the haters need to fall back a little bit. That's about it. You know what I mean? As far as dead weight.
You say they need to fall back. They need to fall back. That's what's up. We're going to have you out on the show next week. We're going to give you an interview. You go ahead and submit that music to us. And we're going to have you out there. All right.
We'll definitely have that. You know that.
All right, now. All right. Well, we appreciate you, Sector, and we're going to holler at you.
All right, sure. You got to stand up, Lord.
All right, now, that was Sector in New York. He's going to be on the show next week. We're going to interview him. That's what's up. All right, y'all. What's going on, Buck?
Nah, I was going to say it's been a long time since we had an East Coast accent on the airwaves, man.
That's one of my guys. You know, I do work for him. He's great.
That's what's up. Man.
Wow.
Hey, Mel, what's on your bucket list? Did we ask what else on your bucket list other than getting rich? Anything else you need to do?
I think I want to travel to every continent. Or, you know, at least everyone that I can hit. I mean, if possible, you know.
If possible. I know that's right. I want to, you know, Buck said Hawaii, you know, I thought about Hawaii too. And then, I actually thought about, I want to go to Paris. And then I think about, man, just fat people in Paris. You know.
Well,
I graduated from Hawaii, so that'll be a great trip for us, girl, because we will have fun there.
See?
I know all the spots. but you were in trouble messing with me in Hawaii.
I'm just kidding.
Can I really
eat? Can I eat real good in Paris? You know, am I gonna find a good quality meal in Paris? You know, that's what I'd be thinking about.
Hell no.
You know.
Hell no.
What kind of food am I gonna eat? Can I drink the
water?
Nah.
I mean, anywhere you go, they got bottled water though. You know.
Yeah, they're gonna give you some Perrier.
Don't mess with the tap. See, we can drink the tap here, but we can't drink the tap over there.
See, I want to go to Africa and go on a safari.
You're taking a little bit too far now. I'm good.
I don't know what kind of mosquitoes they got over there. What the mosquitoes can get in me and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no offense to my Africans that's out there listening, but besides, they don't want my black ass over there anyway. You know what I'm saying? For real, they don't. Africans don't want African Americans in Africa. I'm gonna tell y'all that right now.
I was supposed to send a shout out to Mississippi. All you had to do is take him because you know he looked.
Oh, yeah, we
anyway.
We really be doing wrong.
Take him where?
To Africa.
Africa? You take him to Africa?
Man,
I want to get back home.
You said I want to get back home?
Hell yeah. I there in the bush with Mississippi Red. And he talking all crazy to the natives and shit. Before you know it, we in a pot of boiling water. Mobutu running around with his peers. Nah.
Well, see, they'll get him first.
Whatever.
Man. Okay. y'all hold on,
because
I gotta hold my
Walking down a one-way street, thinking, will this be that special day? Seems like when I choose, I do. Is there love somewhere for me?
Welcome back. This is Katrisha listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am sitting here. I'm going back and forth. I'm on this chat. I'm on doing the chat, and I'm like talking to folks. I'm like, man, okay. Okay. So much you can do at one time. All right. So we got Charmaine. You still riding around in the distance?
No, I'm back at home.
Okay.
Oh, damn. That's awful. Motherfucker got to sound like that when they come on. Nah, I'm back at home.
I already got one DUI.
Oh,
For real.
Wow.
Man, you got to keep it cool, right? You got to
They be trying to keep a motherfucker, for real. I ain't trying to go back.
Right. You know what? I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you.
Man, my role was so locked.
Exactly. It ain't nothing like trying to, you know, it's too hot out there to be trying to be doing something like that.
Ooh, for real.
Man. All right, y'all. I don't know what else to talk about. Charmaine gave us some shocking news. That was the highlight of our show.
Yeah.
We would love to hear the outcome of what happens tomorrow.
Look, y'all gonna hear the whole trip.
Damn.
Next week. Just stay tuned.
Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. The saga continues.
Just hit us up. That's right.
I'll let you know what happens tomorrow.
Man, all I can say is I'll pray for y'all, man, because that's some serious stuff, man, to be going through, especially for somebody that, you know, you're trying to help.
For real.
You know, so it's just unfortunate. It's absolutely unfortunate.
Yeah, and that young, too. I mean,
Her daddy took her off his insurance policy. You know how much it was? A half a million. He raised.
Yeah, I take off too. She probably end up killing herself with $500,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, she gonna kill him. For real. We don't know. We keep the door locked at night.
See.
And I told my brother to do the same.
Okay.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you just told me how bad it was. I didn't know how bad it was, but I just found out just then how bad it was.
Right.
Just then. I'm telling you, it's serious.
Wow. Yeah, you can tell them going to take them. Y'all have to leave. I'll put the stuff in the car for you.
I can't wait till she get here or to this whoever this so-called mediator or, you know, whatever she is. I wish she would try to tell him he's unfit. Ah, snap on that bitch. But, man, to a certain extent, because you don't want to show anger.
Right.
So that's going to paint a negative picture against you. I'm going to be nasty and nice at the same time. You know,
exactly.
I know how to be professional when I have to.
Right. You got to be as calm as damn possible.
There you go.
You definitely don't want to blow up. This is a day you just don't want to blow up at all.
This day the south side of Chicago need to stay on the south side of Chicago.
Right. Because
I'm from Beverly Hills, Chicago. You know, I used to live in Beverly. I'm going to bring that part out. You know, I'm going to let the white people come out a little bit tomorrow.
Man.
But I'm still going to tell them everything, for real.
Man. Yeah, she'll pull okie doke on your ass in a minute. Have you looking crazy? What the hell just happened?
I'm awake. They trying to keep me. Let me go.
Exactly.
Let me go.
That's how it goes. Man. All right, now, Buck, you got any parting words for the evening?
No, man. I don't know. I'm kind of joking when I say kill a little girl, but then again, I'm kind of not joking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's wrong for me to say, but because it's not my child, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Man, wow. Right. Anyway, yeah.
I say wow. Hey, and you tripping with that jumping out airplane crap, man?
Nah, it's a bucket
list.
Black
people don't do that.
Black people don't do that.
It's a bucket list.
That means eventually you're going to have to do it.
Well, that's fine. I'd rather do that than bungee. How about that? Is that better?
That's even worse.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's why I'm not doing it. That's why I'm not bungee. I don't bungee.
I'm with you riding the motorcycle, Lynn. I'm with you on that. I want to ride it by myself, though.
You know, okay.
That's what I want to do. I don't want to ride with nobody. I want to ride by myself.
I want to be on one with some ass-out chaps.
Exactly. Yeah.
Charmaine, if I may interrupt, back when Catrice and I first got together, I had a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
I owned a motor. It was an 85 Honda, a 750cc. No. Just a basic, you know, common motorcycle. You know how you may watch something in China, overseas, somewhere, everybody riding on the motorcycles and stuff like that. That's the kind of motorcycle this was, a basic common motorcycle, like a Huffy, you know what I'm saying? So it was in Mississippi, and I had to get it back to Chicago. But I didn't go get it because somebody said they didn't like motorcycles, and they didn't care for me riding a motorcycle.
Oh.
Now somebody wants to ride a motorcycle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to text y'all a picture of our motorcycle.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Lynn, I'm gonna text it to your phone.
Yeah.
I got you, girl. I got you.
Thank you. I mean, I just want to ride. I just want to ride one. I don't know. It just makes me sorry thinking about it.
Man. The vibration between your leg, oh yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Just the pure thought of it just gives excitement.
Yeah, it goes down.
You don't understand. Buck, you don't understand. You don't understand.
Whatever. I do understand. I had one, remember?
But I'm sorry. I just wasn't able to appreciate it then. So now I can appreciate it. I can appreciate it now. And so
piss on you.
That's, you know.
Yeah, piss on you.
She said, piss on me. Shit happens. Shit happens. All right, y'all hold it down. Charmaine, as always, I appreciate you calling in, girl. Buck, right. I guess I'll see you in the next 10 minutes or so. I'm going to go ahead and take it on music on out. I'm gonna play a little Lanae Michelle. Y'all hold tight. Talk to y'all soon. This is Lanae Michelle. There's a way.
We believe there's a way. We I was gonna be a When nobody ever gonna tell me shit. So when I got older, nigga, I learned quick. The world that we living in here is a bitch. Ain't nobody ever gonna give you shit. So get out there and get what you get. Now I'm out here on the grind. Sell a little white, sell a little bit of pine. Keep that music on my mind. Cause I know one day I'm gonna shine high. Roll up on the block. Bitches like, what's up? All these real niggas know me. Why these haters sick as fuck? Cause I roll up on the block. Bitches like, what's up? All these real niggas know me. Why these haters sick as fuck? Cause they pockets ain't got nothing. And they real sign to touch. Just like my feet, she moving swiftly. Why they still look in the mud? I'm a conqueror and divide. The profit with my guys. Keep that money in the circle. New black order on the rise. I'm a king and I'm a lady. Handle my fucking business. Live my life to the fullest. Ain't asking for no permission. Cause I'm on the
girl, if she can tell you, shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. millionaire.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
Say I do, player.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
Say I do.
Okay.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
Say I do, player.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
Say I do.
$1 million dreams for the meal and the Gucci bag. I got that Gucci's cash. Get it quick and spend it fast. Money on the floor. I got money on the table, money everywhere, money, money, I'ma make more. $1 million dreams for the bill and the Gucci bag. I got that booster's cash, get it quick and spend it fast. Money on the floor, I got money on the table, money I'ma blow, money, money, I'ma make more.
Money living large, who wants to be a millionaire?
Whipping foreign cars,
who wants to be a millionaire?
Looking like a star,
who wanna be a millionaire?
Hey, so